Sophia Karim Khanzan runs a beauty and barber shop off Guadeloupe, where this year she started a new product line.
Half is for the fungus removal for surface matrix. Half is natural ingredient. We do have a shampoo also.
Karim Khanzan hopes the new salon product line will bring in extra revenue. She says haircuts don't pay as well.
We have to see how much is the volume, how many people will buy it.
If Karim Khanzan makes $1 million or less from her new product line, she's exempt from paying the state franchise tax. The legislature passed a bill last year that exempted about 40,000 businesses. But that expires December 2011.
That was only temporary. It drops back automatically in law to 600,000.
Del Kramer is president of the Texas Taxpayers and Research Association, a business and trade advocacy group. If lawmakers don't introduce legislation this session, businesses that revenue $600,000 in receipts will be required to pay the state tax beginning January 2012. Kramer says it's a good deal for the state, but a bad deal for businesses.
It's good because they collect additional revenue. From a small business perspective, if you're in that threshold between 600,000 and a million, you're going to be paying taxes that you did not pay.
2 years ago, the state comptroller's office estimated the tax would have brought in $5.9 billion the first year, but actual revenues were short by about $1.5 billion. Passing a tax break extension lasting beyond 2011 would mean less revenue for the state. But Republican State Representative Bill Caligari, who co-sponsored the bill, said he'd try.
The short answer is yes. I know I, and I'm sure there are others who have the intention of trying to extend that, you know, that benefit.
Caligari admitted it will be difficult getting it passed, considering the state budget cap, but thought it would be worth keeping the jobs. Eric Aguilar, KUT News.